director of the Sackville Food Bank, Heather Patterson, received a startling text just after 6 in the morning yesterday. By 6:30 a.m., she was on the phone with the food bank's landlord, who was devastated to tell her that the building had completely flooded in the night. The food bank, which had just been renovated with new floors and a fresh paint job, had over 2 inches of water all over the floor. At the time of this phone call, Patterson had not yet visited the premises, but she said the source of the flooding was a water main break.
You might not have this information yet, but in terms of damage, is it looking serious?
Well, 2 inches of water would be serious in any building, I think. But yeah, we have 6 freezers and 2 industrial-sized refrigerators, so we're a little worried about them. And then, of course, all the food that's in them could be lost as well. And I mean, most of our stuff is up on shelves, so it's probably fine. But we do have stuff stored in piles on the floor, so that's worrisome as well.
I know this just happened this morning, but do you have a temporary plan in terms of distribution or an alternate source of food that your clients can grab?
I don't know. We don't at the moment. We haven't concluded that the stuff that we have is not good yet. The landlord has promised to give me or send me a text as soon as he knows more. And until I get in there and have a look, I really can't think of what we're going to do. But we are talking about ways to meet the needs of our clients, because we sure don't want them going hungry just because of this.
At 3:30 p.m. yesterday, Patterson updated CHMA by email and said that the damage could have been so much worse. The food bank received a large donation from the Main Street Baptist Church, which thankfully was spared in the flood. The building's landlord is taking care of the restoration process, and Patterson is hopeful that the food bank will be up and running again as early as next Wednesday. The board met last night to discuss how they will get food to affected clients in the meantime. Patterson says that multiple food banks in surrounding areas have reached out, along with a number of concerned citizens, so more help is standing by if they need it. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.